I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. Donald Trump was sworn in as U.S. president on Monday, promising a revolution of common sense and taking charge as Republicans assume unified control of Washington and set out to reshape the country's institutions. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Trump survived criminal indictments, two assassination attempts, and impeachments to win his second term in office.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
And with that, Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States. The president already has prepared for his signature executive orders to clamp down on border crossings, increase development of fossil fuels, and end diversity and inclusion programs in the federal government. Donna Warder, Washington.
Joe Biden on Monday pardoned his siblings and their spouses minutes before leaving the presidency. Biden said his family had been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats motivated solely by a desire to hurt me. The family pardons were the surprise finale in a series of unprecedented presidential actions by the Democrat. Biden also pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol, and allies who have been targeted by Trump. This is VOA News. While the newly inaugurated Trump claims to have an unprecedented and powerful mandate, a new AP poll finds that the incoming Republican president lacks broad support for some of his top priorities. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds over half of U.S. adults favor eliminating taxes on earnings from tips. More than two-thirds favor deporting all immigrants convicted of a violent crime. The poll finds Americans are pretty evenly divided on whether to increase oil drilling on federal lands. Other proposals in the Trump agenda were not as popular. 6 in 10 respondents oppose pardoning Capitol rioters. A majority oppose dropping out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Almost half of Americans oppose raising tariffs on imported goods, and only 4 in 10 Americans support mass deportations of all immigrants in the country illegally. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Yemen-based Humanitarian Operations Coordination Center reports the Yemen-based Houthi rebels, who have been attacking commercial ships in the Red Sea since the Gaza conflict began, will now only target Israeli-linked ships. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe reports.
The Sana'a-based center liaises between Houthi forces and commercial shipping operators and is associated with the Houthi military. It said it was stopping so-called sanctions against vessels owned by U.S. or British individuals or entities, as well as ships sailing under their flags. However, it added that, quote, the sanctions will be reinstated in the event of any aggression, according to its email to the shipping industry officials. The Iran-backed Houthis have carried out more than 100 attacks on ships since November 2023. They sunk 2 vessels, seized another, and killed at least 4 seafarers in what they say is solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. The threat has disrupted global trade routes and prompted many shipping companies to suspend sending cargoes through the Red Sea.
Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol refused to be questioned by investigators Monday as part of a probe into whether he committed insurrection, as dozens of his supporters faced charges after a violent rampage at a court building. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Last week, Yoon became the first South Korean president to be arrested. That was over his short-lived martial law declaration. Out of 90 people who were detained after the clashes, Yonhap News Agency reported that police planned to keep 66 in custody on charges of trespass, obstruction of official duty, and assaulting police officers. Authorities said security was being beefed up at the Seoul Detention Center where Yoon is being detained, and at the Constitutional Court where an impeachment trial is being held.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.